These are the people that step up to help us reach that lofty goal of $1.1 million to help provide 30,000 holiday gift packages containing clothing, books, candy, toys for needy children. There's the University of Detroit Mercy Dental School. There's scholarships. There's Wayne State University, a free shoe program, summer camperships. The Goodfellows do such good work, but they need our help. You can help at DetroitGoodfellows.org, DetroitGoodfellows.org. And this is an especially important occasion where the Edward H. McNamara Goodfellow of the Year Award for 2021 has been presented to James B. Nicholson for his outstanding commitment to Detroit's children, his enduring support of the Detroit Goodfellows, overall his whole family, very involved in all good things in Detroit and philanthropy. You can watch us right now, by the way, on our WJR Facebook page and WJR.com. And now Jim is a part of this very important panel. And, you know, chairman of PVS Chemicals, chemistry for daily life, one of your slogans, you'd mentioned your boys are involved. I want to give a shout-out to all of them, Jim, David, Tim, and John Nicholson. I've happened to have met all of them in various for various reasons, and they're all good kids. You should be proud. The parents did a nice job with these children.
Yeah, their mother's been excellent.
So Jim is on our little panel, and in the order of they're seated across from me, which you'll see on our WJR Facebook page or WJR.com, our illustrious police chief, James E. White, a 24-year veteran of the Detroit Police Department, served as assistant chief since 2012. He's had a lot of leadership positions. He's had a lot of experience, and we're thrilled to have Police Chief James E. White here with us. And if I can say, Chief, it was especially touching when you pointed out in conversation unexpectedly that you were a recipient of one of these Goodfellow gift packages as a child.
Absolutely. Humbled to be a part of this panel. My family actually were recipients of Goodfellows for a number of years as a child.
So you really know what this is all about and the importance of what we're gathered here today to kick off and to help the Goodfellows of Detroit do. Next to the chief is Miriam C. Noland. And I can say, Miriam, who is the founding president of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. Miriam, this is going to become a habit because we're together 1 week from today. You will be one of our new recipients for Women Who Lead, and we'll be doing our special broadcast from Andiamo's Joe Muir's downtown for this program that Ann Thomas, our executive producer and assistant program director, put together now, how many years ago? Over 10 years ago, Women Who Lead. So I guess I'll be the first to congratulate you for that. And how did you make your way to be helping out here, too, with the Goodfellows?
Well, I'm really so pleased to be here, both to recognize the great work of the Goodfellows, but also Jim, who really, really deserves this recognition. Jim is the chair of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, and so he is my boss, but he's also my neighbor and friend, and I'm just so excited to be here with him this morning.
Well, we're happy to have all of you here. In fact, it's a special group of people indeed. And last but certainly not least, Raphael Ray Washington, the Wayne County Sheriff, who, it says, views his recent elevation as Sheriff of Wayne County as an answer to fervent prayer and 37 years of dedicating himself to law enforcement excellence. Good for you, Sheriff, for speaking right up and saying that. This is something you've always wanted, and now you're there.
Yes, I am. And it was through hard work and great mentorship, being prepared. I always say preparation meeting opportunity. And I prepared myself, and I'm here now as the sheriff and happy to be here.
And after 37 years of hoping for this position, is it everything you hoped it would be?
And more. It is, and more. And so we're out here doing the work, fighting the good fight, taking care of the people in Wayne County.
Well, good for you. Yes. You're all on the front line, and you all have other jobs and other things. In fact, Chief James White, Detroit Police Chief, don't you have a press conference later today right here in this building regarding a big bust?
Yes, sir, I do. The hardworking men and women of this department have come through again, and we've gotten a couple violent offenders off the street, and we'll be announcing that later this morning.
That's excellent. Well, thank you for that, and God bless those hardworking men and women who are on the street doing a great job for us. And happily, through the last few years and a lot of trouble in a lot of cities, we didn't have that kind of trouble.
That's correct.
And that's certainly all good news. So here we are. We know that we have a very tough goal. $1.1 million is a lot of money. It's especially a lot of money during these times when a lot of people are saying they have to close a couple of days that they wouldn't be closed in the past, or they can't hire enough people to get the work done, all kinds of excuses. But the reality is we have a lot of need. And 30,000 gift boxes, frankly, is the tip of the iceberg. But it's a big chunk, and it will help a lot of people. And that's why people helping us today, it's the only day we come to them to ask for this help, by going to DetroitGoodfellows.org and our virtual breakfast, you're going to be helping a lot of people. DetroitGoodfellows.org. Or these people wouldn't be here early on a Friday morning. They all have lots to do, but they're here with us. We're going to continue talking about the need and the ways you can help and how good it feels when you do help others. Many of you, the most generous audience in all of radio, already know that. I'm just bringing it up as we continue on this very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. And once again, James B. Nicholson, the chairman of PVS Chemicals, the latest recipient of this prestigious honor presented to distinguished and noteworthy individuals who have significantly contributed to the community, the Edward H. McNamara Award, the Good Fellow of the Year is what we call it here with the Old Newsboys Good Fellow Fund of Detroit. And our goal today is to raise money. $1.1 million is the goal. 30,000 holiday gift packages. No kitty without a Christmas. And Jim, you and your lovely wife, Ann, and we've talked about your sons, Jim, David, Tim, and John Nicholson, have all worked very hard in philanthropic work. So I'm going to give each of you on our little panel here an opportunity to take a moment, a minute or so, and give us your pitch and explain to folks who are listening to WJR or watching it on WJR's Facebook page or WJR.com why it's important for them to be moved to go to DetroitGoodfellows.org and to help out.
You want to start with me?
I'm starting with you. I'm going in order of the lineup.
All right. It's important because you make a difference in people's lives. And whenever we can do it, we should do it. And as an old newsboy myself, I had a Schwinn bicycle with dual bags on the back, and I used to deliver papers, and I understand what old newsboys are like, and they do good work, and we all ought to support them.
Do you wish you still had that Schwinn, Jim?
Do I ever?
That was the Cadillac, or whatever, use whatever you want here, but that was the top of the line.
What I learned from that experience is it's easy to deliver newspapers. It's hard to collect from the customers.
Oh, boy. And that, I hope that hasn't continued through.
That was a lesson of life. That's still the same way.
Still the same way. All right. Very good.
There are those who won't turn on their porch light. Yes.
Oh, the trials and tribulations. Police Chief James E. White, a recipient. So I know this is coming from your heart when you talk to the folks right now from your heart about why this is important.
Absolutely. You know, and I too was a newsboy. I was a paper boy, as they called them back in the day. I didn't have a Swin, but I had the red wagon I would pull in the neighborhoods, and it was very interesting. My family, myself as a child, was a recipient, my two sisters of Goodfellows, and there were many Christmases. This is all we had. And it had an impact on my life, and now that I'm sitting in this important seat at this most important time, I think it's very important to contribute and help families. I'll tell you, you know, the Detroit Police Department and Goodfellow's been partners for over 100 years. In the early years, in the 20s, the police officers would actually deliver the packages themselves. Every year in the police department, we're excited to do this. We have our distribution centers. Officers are lining up to participate. Many of our officers have been recipients and talk about that. So this is just an important program that we need to get behind and continue, particularly during COVID times. You know, people are struggling, and this is what better way to help people than to get out in front, donate, And then certainly make sure that everybody has a Christmas. For my family, this was many Christmases, all we had, and it really made an impact on me and my family, and anything that I can do to help, I want to do so.
It's got to be rewarding to be now in this position and to be able to help and give back. And so I salute you for that, Chief James E. White. This all began when I asked Miriam C. Nolan, I asked all the folks, is there anything in particular you want me to be sure to touch on or bring up? And, of course, Miriam became the founding president of the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, for Detroit, in 1985. And since its inception, the Community Foundation has distributed approximately $1.2 billion through more than 80,000 grants to nonprofit organizations. And so she knows a thing or two about raising money. So when I said, anything for you, Miriam, she said, I want to tell people why they should contribute.
Thank you very much. I'm touched by what the chief just said. Well, as you know, as Jim is chair of the Community Foundation, I've had a chance to get to know Jim well and his family. And that family is a very committed, both volunteer and generous family. It's a tradition for them. So what I would say to those of you listening today, the children need your support, you and your family. It doesn't matter how much. You will feel great if you just give a little, but build that tradition so you give this year to the Good Fellows and next year to the Good Fellows. Why this year? As the chief just said, it's been a tough 2 years. We all know that. Everybody's been touched. But you will feel good if you can do just a little bit for someone else, particularly for the young people, the young kids in Detroit. So build your tradition. Do it now. Don't put it off. Do it now. And then remember the Good Fellows again next year.
That's a very good point. Miriam C. Nolan, Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. If you do it now, you'll be sure to do it, and you'll start feeling good right away. And the best way is through DetroitGoodfellows.org, DetroitGoodfellows.org. Last but not least, we have Raphael Ray Washington, Wayne County Sheriff, who's living the dream, 37 years of dedicating himself to law enforcement, now reaching the top. And he let us know during the break that he, too, was a recipient. His family, too, received these gift baskets.
Absolutely, Paul. It was a big deal for my sister and my brother and myself to be recipients of the Good Fellows holiday gift boxes. And I can't tell you enough how it warmed our hearts and made us smile. And I think as we're now in position to give back, I have, in the majority of my law enforcement career was with the Detroit Police Department, and we stood out on the corners to sell newspapers, and it always seemed like it was the worst day of the season to stand out there and sell those newspapers, but we did it because we understood what the cause was and what it was about as being recipients to be able to give now to the children. So I just think it's a big deal. We need to be those. We need to give back to those who gave to us, and I think that's what we're doing. Being a member of Detroit Good Fellows myself, I'm so proud and happy to be able to contribute in any way I can. In any way the Wayne County Sheriff's Office can, we will do it. We will be here to give and give and give because it's very important that no child be left behind.
God bless you for that, Raphael Ray Washington, Wayne County Sheriff. We're trying to raise enough money, $1.1 million, to do 30,000 holiday gift packages containing things that maybe we took for granted or our children now get, don't even think about it, clothing, books, yes, candy, goodies, toys, dolls for the needy children of Detroit, Highland Park, Harper Woods, River Rouge, Hamtramck, and Ecorse. There's so much good that comes out of your donation today. There's so much good that comes out every day from the Old Newsboys Goodfellow Fund of Detroit. I urge you to go to DetroitGoodfellows.org and make a contribution right now. We'll wrap it all up here on a very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show coming up. I've been around for a lot of these as the master of ceremonies, and was shocked and thrilled that somehow I actually received the award a couple of years ago as a Good Fellow of the Year award recipient. But I, sitting up there on the dais, Which, by the way, how many people are on that dais? Can somebody tell me? It's like 100 and it's like crazy. And like they wanted me to introduce every one of them. It's like 130 people up there. And I mean, I couldn't think of anything more difficult to do than to introduce 130 people. But be that as it may, I got to hear lots of stories from sitting up there from people who have gone before us. And I swear to you, the one story that comes to my mind was told actually one morning when we were doing the breakfast in person, all of us there, and it was told by the late, great L. Brooks Patterson. And he told the story of when the recipient was our former mayor, Coleman Young. And it was not lost on Mayor Young that he was standing among like 130 people on the dais. And it's like it was overwhelming. And he looked around and he said, I looked around and I thought I died and went to hell. I'll never forget that because it just stuck with me. I wasn't there when it happened. Maybe, Jim, were you there?
I wasn't there, no.
Okay. So it was a long time ago. But it it touched me by the things that happened up at that dais over the years and the amount of money that has been raised and the thousands and hundreds of thousands of kids that have been touched by the generosity of people like the people on our panel here and the people like you at home listening in on your car radio or in the kitchen or in the bathroom or wherever or watching us on Facebook on the WJR page or WJR.com. And it occurs to me there are a whole heck of a lot of people that don't even remember who Ed McNamara was. He was a very involved, in the end, Wayne County executive. And this event was created by the former Wayne County executive, Edward H. McNamara, to draw support from prominent Detroit and Michigan business and political leaders to raise funds to help Detroit Goodfellas in its mission that's been on well over 100 years now of no kitty without a Christmas. And that's what you are able to do now by joining us with whatever you can give. I can only promise you that you will find out how much better it feels to give than to receive. You find that out by giving. And I hope that's what you'll do this morning to join us while you're thinking about it. If you put it off, you might forget because we don't come back and ask for it again. So if you will go to DetroitGoodfellows.org, we would greatly appreciate it. And any more information you need, you can go to www.DetroitGoodfellows.org. Remember, Detroit Goodfellows. Very, very important. 30,000 holiday gift packages with books, candy, toys, dolls, for the needy children within the sound of my voice and within our area. And with that thought, I want to thank profusely the people who have been here with us today offering their support. And for all the people that support them, I know they're calling out and asking for them to answer the call. If it's important enough for them to be here at an ungodly hour of the morning live on WJR, you know it's pretty important. And that would include Raphael Ray Washington, the Wayne County Sheriff. Sheriff, I haven't gotten to spend a lot of time with you. I'm glad I am now. And God bless you for sharing your story of being a recipient and as to why this is so very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. I think it's important, again, to say no kitty without a Christmas. It's as simple as that. And we all need to do our part and make sure that we're contributing to the Detroit Goodfellas, so that no kid will be left behind without a Christmas.
Miriam C. Nolan, Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. God bless you for all the work you do and the work that you're helping us with.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. And we'll see you next week as a recipient of the Women Who Lead WJR Special Award. Police Chief James White, I know you'll be busy here today with a big announcement, cracking a big carjacking ring, I think, and some other things.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your support here and also as a recipient. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. And thank you for hosting here or being here today and doing your live broadcast.
Love this facility, the Detroit Public Safety Headquarters. Really special for firefighters and others. And finally, James B. Nicholson, PBS, chairman of PBS, along with his lovely wife, Ann, and sons, Jim David, Tim, and John Nicholson. I have to thank you and say congratulations on being the Edward H. McNamara Good Fellow of the Year for 2021, James B. Nicholson, for your outstanding commitment to Detroit's children and your enduring support of the Detroit Good Fellows.